Last one for this edition. It's another retro revival. Now, this is different to Time Splitters because I played that like crazy in my childhood. I was never allowed to play Beyond Good and Evil, and they've released a 20th anniversary edition.
Jade, 20 years ago, your parents put you under my care. We came to Hillis. Back then, it was a peaceful planet. I had hoped to raise you there safely.
The war has arrived at the gates of Hillis.
They're coming.
This peaceful mining planet in System 4 is now completely encircled by the Dawn Armada. General Flex, Supreme Commander of the Fighting Force.
Can't go there, Jade.
If you want, I'll go alone.
Okay, we'll go together. But I'm sticking to you like bees on honey, whether you like it or not.
Why weren't you allowed to play this game?
I think it was at the time, I mean, 20 years ago, I would have been 14, and it had some darker themes. And also, I think I was just playing a lot of other games at the time, but I always like the look of... You play as a character called Jade, and it's very much like a Spyro the Dragon Crash Bandicoot-style game. You're roaming around these, not really open worlds, but these maps, and the characters are funny. Like, there's a pig who's your companion, and then you've got... it's just like those classic games, like Jack and Daxter.
Yeah.
Or all of those sort of retro games. And for some reason, I don't know, it was very hard to get hold of. And then the time passed, and they hadn't re-released it, and you just couldn't play it anymore. Oh. But they've just released it now with this 20th anniversary edition, and I have to say... It's awesome.
Will it be up my street?
Yeah, it's like a darker Ratchet and Clank, a darker Crash Bandicoot.
Yes, this is what I love.
It's like a Ubisoft game, which they've remastered like a little bit of the graphics, but everything else is kind of the same. It has a warning at the beginning
saying
this game has some stereotypes in that we're not proud of now, but we've left them in and stuff like that.
That's interesting. I mean, there's Disney started doing that.
Yeah, well, there's like a Spanish character who's very sort of stereotypical, and you can see why they've put the warning. You know, there's a Jamaican place where you buy upgrades for your ship early on in the game, and it's a little bit kind of...
Okay.
I don't think it would fly today.
Okay.
But having said that, it's very characterful. There's a side... little thing that you do where you take pictures of different species, like your pig companion. And
bit like Pokemon.
Very much like Pokemon Snap. And that upgrades your camera and gives you points and stuff. And I found it very entertaining, especially because it's 20 years old. I was shocked to be going back to it much more than I thought.
Is this a sort of game, again, a bit like the first game we were talking about, Luigi's Mansion, where you can just pick it up,
yeah,
easy to play?
The saving is a bit annoying because you have to save at a save point. And in this
day and age,
we don't have
that. Who does that?
I think it was easier back then to program it like that. But in this day and age, you're used to just saving all the time. But that's the only thing. But I would say it's even got sort of Final Fantasy X vibes to it, you know.
I'm really excited about this. Yeah. I want to play this. You've sold it to me. When you said it's a darker version of Ratchet & Clank, I'm like, yep.
It is like that.
That's exactly what I want.
You'd love it. It's only £18 and it's out on all platforms. Not mobile devices, but all the main consoles. I'm playing it on Steam Deck now and it runs great. So
how much?
£18.
Wow.
Not bad.
That is a bargain. To say Luigi's Mansion's £50.
I don't know. I think if you haven't played this or if you want that nostalgia, this is a good shout.
And what would you give it out of 10?
8. It just, because of the stereotypes, a little bit not 100% now. And also, I feel like they could have slightly improved the camera and some of the other aspects of it. But it's pretty good, you know. Like I say, very cheap.